Which is pretty impressive. My name's David Lambert. I'm Chief Executive of the Geographical Association. I have been so since 2002, and been since 2007 have shared the post with the Professorship of Geography Education at the Institute of Education in London. And my job this afternoon is to be Master of Ceremonies. So just let me tell you what's going to happen over the next few minutes. I'm going to hand over to Ruth Totterdell, my colleague, in a moment, and some young people for a minute or two. We want to hear from people who are at the sharp end of geography education in schools. Then I'm going to introduce John Hopkin, who is the current president of the GH, to say a few words about the association, and then introduce our guest of honour, the Right Honourable David Brunkett, with Sadie. And I'll ask Juanita Shepherd, who is a teacher in a local school, for a vote of thanks. In other words, we have the makings of a classic three-part lesson. Although I won't be putting the objectives on the board. Before we get going, though, I thought it would be worthwhile to spend a minute or two just saying, who's in this room? We could go around the room, I could ask you all to introduce yourselves, but it would take the rest of the weekend. So let me just say a few words on that. First of all, we're very, very pleased to welcome the Right Worshipful, the Lord Mayor of Sheffield. And we were just talking earlier, he's on a bit of a freebie, a free cup of tea. Your presence here.
I think in that case I'd better start.
It's a sign of our putting down roots in Sheffield, and that's great. And of course, secondly, the Right Honourable David Brunkett MP, our guest of honour, and as I said, John will introduce him properly in a moment. We're also pleased to have two more MPs in the room, Meg Munn and Clive Betts, who I've lost sight of somewhere in the room.
Is he here?
He was.
He knew I was speaking.
And it's very nice to see you. We've also got a number of senior representatives from the Royal Geographical Society in London, out of whose loins the GA grew in 1893. And that includes the esteemed director, Rita Gardner. Thanks for coming. We've got several representatives of local commerce and business with whom the GA does business, and again, welcome. And also we've got a couple of people from other subject associations and development and the Local Development Education Centre. Again, welcome. We've got a disparate collection of educationists in the room, including head teachers, HMI, advisors and inspectors of schools, and most importantly, some teachers in local primary and secondary schools. Welcome. We have two or three strategic partners of the GA, including the Managing Director of ESRI UK, who I can't see, Richard Waite.
Oh,
the FSC and the Ordnance Survey. There are several past presidents of the GA, which go back a long, long time, and trustees who do a lot of work for the association for nothing but for the good of geography in education. And they have our great thanks. And last but not least, we have a number of very energetic and talented staff of the GA, without whom my role at the GA would be greatly diminished.